Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to the phones. Busy phones. Busy, busy, busy. Best show.
Oh, hey, Tom. It's Ned over here in Newbridge General. Happy New Year, bro.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. Wait, where did you say you were? Newbridge General?
Yes.
Not yeah. Newbridge General Hospital.
Yes, sir. That is correct, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't have to call me sir. That's maybe...
Well, I'm paying my due respect. You're a legend on the airwaves.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but you still don't have to call me sir.
Well, okay.
Yeah. So, can I ask why you're in the hospital?
Can you? It sounds like you just did.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, oh, my God. You are something.
All right. I didn't know that was such a...
hot button. It wasn't even a hot button. It was just something. I was just having a riff, I guess.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I guess there's a faulty wording to that, so...
Well, okay. So, you ask why I'm in the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tom, I go full bore in all I do in life. I really take the proverbial bull by the horns in an effort to squeeze the maximum yield out of life, which is one of my favorite phrases.
Maximum yield.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I'll be honest, over the course of 2017, I succumbed to the many temptations that Papa John Schnatter had to offer.
Papa John Schnatter, the founder of Papa John's Pizza.
Yes. Yeah. A true Papa. I think if you would look under the word Papa in the dictionary, you would definitely see his whole visage, his khaki shorts, his sports shirt.
Yeah, the red shirt, either a polo or a button down.
Yes.
That curly. Does he have to wear a hairnet, do you think, when he's behind the counter?
Good question. I mean, it's the ultimate humiliation for any restaurant worker. Mm-hmm. An apron's bad enough, mm-hmm. but to wear the hairnet when, like, your friends come in or a young lady or a young gentleman you're interested in, it's the ultimate humiliation.
I would think that the beard net might be the worst one of all.
Oh, I've never seen that. Do they have those?
Oh, yeah. You go into certain restaurants and you see guys with beards wearing like a upside down hairnet across their chin and their beard.
Can they talk through them?
Is it really? Yeah, it doesn't cover their mouth. It just covers any kind of overhang on a beard. Yeah,
I don't like it.
You don't
mark me down as not liking that.
Not liking that kind of beard or the beard net?
The beard net. Open your tally book and mark me down.
I'll mark down that Ned.
And Ned says nay on that.
Got it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, so anyway, I gained some girth. From all the za that I pounded, so I need to drop that. So my New Year's resolution was to get into shape for 2018.
Okay, well that makes sense. That's a lot of people's New Year's resolution. I don't understand though how you'd go from that to being in the hospital.
I was getting to that.
Okay.
God, what happened to the supple art of conversation? Have we lost it to that degree that we can't even have supple conversations anymore? We're so glued to our phones, what do they call them? Booklets? What do they call them?
iPads?
Tablets. Tablets. Yeah, tablets. You know, it's funny, in the UK, they refer to pills as tablets.
That is very
interesting. I've had migraine. I need some Have you seen my tablets?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very interesting. I'm glad the conversation was supple enough for us to get to that.
You know, mate, I cut my finger and I need plasters. That's Band-Aids.
Plasters.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, in an effort to get in shape, mm-hmm. I joined Reps, that new gym in Newbridge Commons.
Yeah. I've seen ads, like billboards for that place, for Reps.
Yeah.
And I can say, just for people listening who aren't in the Quin Cities, the billboards for Reps, they're nuts. They have this huge kind of, almost like a Cro-Magnon type guy literally wearing nothing but a loincloth and crushing these, like, household appliances, like these really big household appliances between his giant thighs.
That's my trainer, Horse.
Well, your trainer is in the billboard.
Yes, that's Horse.
Wait, Horse?
Yes.
Horse. I think I know that guy.
Really?
Yeah, I think he was on the show a long time ago. And he used to work for this computer repair place, Jock Squad. And I the whole thing was that I had taken my computer in to get serviced, and he smashed it instead of fixing it.
Oh, well, hopefully he at least sent you the video of him smashing it.
Well, he did, yes. He actually did send a video of him smashing it.
Oh, good. Well, see, everything worked out just fine.
No, well, it didn't work out fine because my computer got smashed.
Oh, well, it was probably old and you needed a new one anyway.
No, it wasn't.
How new was it?
Well, it was pretty new at that point, under a year.
Well, you know, I say everything happens for a reason, including the flagrant smashing of a laptop or a computer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like you're rewriting Turn or something.
I think that's in the original version. Who is it? Pete Seeger, who kind of pounded that thing into shape.
Well, the Birds had a big hit with it.
Well, didn't he kind of pound it into shape? I'll keep saying that phrase as long as you want me to.
That Pete Seeger pounded it into shape.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's from it's from somewhere in the Bible, one of those books. Corinthians.
Sure. Okay. I don't know if that's what it's from, but he.
No, it's Elasticus.
It's Elasticus. It's not Elasticus.
I think it's Elasticus.
What is that, Mike? Mike said it is Elasticus.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Learn something new every night.
So he pounded that into shape, Pete Seeger.
He did, yeah.
Him sitting there with his banjo.
Yep.
Pounding it into shape.
Yep. I think I'll send this to, he was Jim McGuinn back then, I think.
Yes.
Is that right?
He started off as Jim McGuinn, and then for religious reasons, he changed his name to Roger.
That's why he started wearing those glasses, too.
The granny glasses?
Yeah.
He did have those, yeah.
He sure did.
That's a odd duck.
It is, yeah. Anyway, when I signed up at Reps,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking I got to own this thing. So I went into it with the idea that I was going to show everybody who was boss, even Horse.
Uh-huh. You're going to show, what do you mean by show everyone who's boss?
Well, you know that thing they say about establishing your presence on the first day of prison? You go up to the biggest guy and you start wailing on his ass, and then everyone thinks that you're a crazy MF and they all leave you alone?
Uh-huh. Yes, I've heard that as the way you're supposed to conduct yourself when you get sent to prison. So what did you do? You went into Reps and then punched Horse in the face?
Oh, don't be silly. Horse is huge, so I only ended up hitting him in the back of his lower haunches.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, I walked straight to the first huge rack of weights that I saw, and I shoved the giant dude who was lifting them out of the way. I reached down, grabbed the weights.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I gotta say, I hate I already hate where this is going. Can I just ask how much weight are we talking about here?
Well, the EMS report said it was 900 pounds.
900 pounds?
Yeah.
So, okay, have you ever lifted anything even remotely close to 900 pounds before?
No, the heaviest thing I previously lifted was a large bag of potting soil.
Okay.
And to be honest, I think I carried it maybe 4 feet before I dropped it on my foot, and then my foot was very bruised for a while.
Sure.
I couldn't really walk.
Yeah. So can I ask what happened when you tried to pick up 900 pounds of weights?
Well, you know that scene in The Nutty Professor, what's his name, Jonas? Isn't that his character's name?
The Nutty Professor?
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis, yeah.
I think his name's Jonas in the movie.
Okay, okay.
Before he becomes Buddy Love. Mm. Well, anyway, he goes into the gym, and he tries to lift these weights, and it's so heavy that when he lifts up, his arms get stretched to twice their normal length.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's exactly what happened to me.
No, that you've got to be exaggerating or making.
No, it's true. And then they fell off. I swear. And it was weird because there was no blood at all.
What fell off?
My arms.
Your arms fell off.
Yes, they packed them in ice and they sent me to the hospital and they were able to put them back on. But now I'm in these giant arm casts for 6 months.
Oh man, that's horrible.
Yeah, well, you know, like Lou Ferrigno said, you lift and learn, right?
I didn't know he said that. I mean, it's a phrase I hear all the time.
Right.
I didn't know that he coined that.
I think the first person he said it to was Dan Bixby, who of course was Bill Bixby's brother and stand-in.
That he told him, "You lift and learn."
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So Ned, you're in pretty bad shape.
I am, yeah.
What have you been doing to pass the time laid up in the hospital?
Well, thankfully, my godbrother, Jake Fogelmest, mm-hmm. he's a verified bigwig in the entertainment industry. He's been letting me watch his Writers Guild movie screeners,
uh-huh.
like DVDs.
Sure, yeah.
So I get to watch those while I'm in flagrant traction. So that's really helped take my mind off this heinous ball-crushing pain. So it hurts so bad.
I can hear it, and I actually felt sympathy pains there for a second.
And my voice quiver.
I know, I heard it. It was like...
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Suddenly, I felt just a shot of pain that made me stammer for a second.
Yeah, happens.
Yeah. So what?
You know what that's called?
What is that?
That's called Van Munchausen's proxy by Van Munchausen's syndrome by proxy.
That's what that's called?
I think it.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. Baron von Munchausen's syndrome by proxy.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, all right. I'll tell you. Look, you're the one with all the doctors near you.
That's
I'll
true.
Take you. So what movies have you been watching, Ned?
Oh, you know, I'm terrible with the names of these things. There's just so many movies now. But the one I just finished, I'm pretty sure it's called Every Comedian.
Every Comedian. I don't know what that is. Every
oh,
comedian.
Come on, you know it. It's that movie about that crazy guy who's making that terrible movie.
That's called The Disaster Artist.
It is? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just assumed it was called Every Comedian because that's who's in it.
Is Every Comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, there was a point when I was watching that movie when I looked and I saw that there was a chair in it that I remembered seeing that chair in a different movie.
So the chair made a cameo.
Yeah. Like inanimate objects were recognizable from other movies. Well, in it.
That's very distracting. The first thing is really distracting, but that's takes it up a new level. I heard Todd Barry, he was originally in it, and then he got cut out because he was looking into the camera the whole time.
That's a 101. That's acting 101.
I figured you'd look into it.
You think that, right?
Yeah.
Because so many movies, the actors seem to be pretty much doing that.
They do, yeah.
It's not, though.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No.
So what else?
Oh, also this movie, I don't think it's out yet. It's called The Post.
The Post.
It's about the Washington Post in the throes of the Watergate scandal.
Oh,
like they're breaking it, and it's kind of the behind the scenes story there. It's good. Bob and David are in it. I don't think I've seen them in like a dramatic movie together ever. Have you?
Bob and David.
Bob Odenkirk and David.
Sure. No, I did not know they were both in The Post.
They are, and it's interesting because even though it's dramatic and they have dramatic roles, they worked in that bit. I can't remember what season it's in, but it's where they're driving in a car through D.C. And Bob turns to David and goes, "I'm sorry, man. My wife has been on my ass to bring this magazine back home all week."
Yeah, that was a great. That's one of the best scenes from Mr. Show.
They did it in the movie too, in The Post.
They did that in The Post.
They did, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I guess that's the beauty of an evergreen.
It keeps
giving.
It does. I can't remember the name of this other movie, but it's about a sea creature who somehow has the lower facial features and rock hard abs of a male model, and then he ends up having indoor water fun with this mousy chick.
Uh huh. Yeah, I think that might be called The Shape of Water.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it could be. It could be. I'll tell you, Michael Shannon, oh, my God, he's so mean in this thing. He's my new favorite actor, by the way.
Michael Shannon?
I love him, yeah. I can't wait to see him in this new Dee Dee Ramone biopic. It's called Hey Pizza, It's Great, Let's Dig In.
That's the name of the Dee Dee Ramone biopic.
Yeah, I mean, that's his most famous line.
Which is from Rock and Roll High School.
Yes.
When they bring pizza, and in the tradition of a movie with band members,
right,
of everybody getting a line,
yeah,
like
only his I think the word is his took 32 takes
to get him to say, "Hey pizza, it's great, let's dig in."
Yes. Yeah.
Well, look, some people's acting ability is I guess it takes them longer to find the character.
It does. It does. Yeah. Although they were playing themselves, so
that's true.
What that says. Hey, speaking of music, that's really been something that's helping me through this nad busting pain. Oh my God.
Okay. Well, what have you been listening to?
Well, sadly, you know, this is kind of heavy. When the doctors were doing tests on me, they discovered that I suffer from flagrant tidalnesia.
Tidalnesia,
yeah,
which is the something that's been coming up a fair amount. Is
right.
People listening to the show have been suffering from tidalnesia.
Yeah,
a lot of callers.
Yeah, it's really hard to try to live with.
Wow, I'm so sorry to hear that you're dealing with tidalnesia, Ned.
Thank you.
I mean, just for the sake of reference, can you give me, can you tell me any of the names of the albums that you think you've been listening to?
Yeah, I don't have my iPod within reach, but let's think. I've really been on this early REM tear, so I've been digging into some of the early stuff like Paint Snake and the Bored Gargoyle EP.
Sure, which I can say the Bored Gargoyle, that's Chronic Town.
Oh, okay.
And Paint Snake, I think you're talking about Reckoning.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm so angry about my situation that I've been getting into some of that early hardcore too. Black Flag's Baldy Breaks a Mirror.
Uh-huh, that would be called Damaged.
Dead Kennedy's Flaming Cars.
That's Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables.
Oh, okay. What else? Some cool English, you know, new wave kind of pop stuff. That Smith's album, Four Soldiers.
Mm-hmm. I know which one. That's Meat is Murder is the name of that album.
What's it called?
Meat is Murder.
Why is it called that?
Because there's a song on it called Meat is Murder.
Oh, you're right. There is, yes. Yeah. What else? That album, Mud Maidens by the Slits?
Yeah. That album's called Cut.
Cut, okay. Duran Duran, their second album, The Model Smiles. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. Like kind of like a maroon cut, right? Like
yeah, stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's called Rio.
Well, that's a song on it.
Uh-huh, and it's also the name of the album. It's not The Model Smiles.
Okay. Loving this Foo Fighters record called Neck Tattoo. I think that's what it's called.
It's not, actually. It's called There Is Nothing Left to Lose, the name of that album.
It's not called Neck Tattoo?
No.
Because that's what it is on the
cover. That'd be a good title. Would be a good title for it.
Yeah. But getting into some prog stuff, which is kind of cool. I haven't really listened to a lot of it before, but I'm loving this Rush album. I'm pretty sure it's called Naked Man Standing on a Brain Longing for Old Timey Dude.
Uh-huh, and that's called Hemispheres.
Oh, because the brain has hemispheres, I get that. It's not, okay.
Uh-huh, all right. Yeah.
Another problem I've been loving, Naked Man Ponders How He Can Get Into Skyscrapers Even Though He Don't Got No Clothes On.
And that's by?
Yes.
By Yes. Naked Man, yeah, that's going for the one.
What's it called?
Going for the One.
Going for the One what? There's like a couple skyscrapers on the cover.
Look, I didn't name it that.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, I'm getting into some singer-songwriter stuff, too. A lot of that early Bob Dylan stuff.
Which one?
Specifically the early stuff. That album, Walking Down the Middle of the Street with M'Lady.
Uh-huh. Walking Down, that's Freewheeling Bob Dylan.
What's it called? Oh, well, he's walking, so maybe that's kind of freewheeling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. One from the late 70s I like a lot. Looking to My Left.
Looking to My Left. Also in the Road? Kind of, that's Street Legal is what you're talking about.
What's it called? It's got a song called Changing of the Guard.
Yeah, it's called Street Legal.
Why is it called that?
I don't know. You'd have to
all right, all right. You know, to get my blood really going, I've been listening to some hard rock stuff.
Uh-huh.
There's this AC/DC record I love. It's called Nearly Naked Schoolboy Hanging from Some Sort of Giant Lever.
Uh-huh. It's Flick of the Switch is the
What's
name
it called?
One. It's Flick of the Switch.
That is a song on it. Okay.
Yeah, well, because it's a switch, yeah.
All right. My favorite, though, is this Iron Maiden album. Death of a Shirt Puller?
Death of a Shirt Puller?
Uh-huh.
Death of a Shirt, that's,
What's on the cover.
Yeah, that's Killers. That's gotta be Killers you're listening to.
Oh, well, look at the cover and you'll see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me look at the cover. All right, let's see. Hold on. Yeah, I see it.
Right?
Yeah.
That guy was pulling that thing's shirt, and
That's
a no-no, I guess, for that thing.
Yeah.
Pulled out the axe.
Baggy t-shirt.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else is getting me through this? I've been binging on Black Mirror.
Ah, yes, a lot of people love Black Mirror. I have not gotten into this new season yet.
Yeah, I'm just starting with the first season, and I gotta say, it's kind of boring. Every episode is exactly the same.
Wait, every that kind of that doesn't sound right. That every episode, because they're very different. All the episodes are very different. You mean how do you mean that it's all the same? Because we're talking about Black Mirror,
right?
It's on over on Netflix, right?
Wait, you need to watch it on Netflix?
Yeah, yeah. But where are you watching it?
My laptop.
You're watching it on your laptop.
Yeah.
So you open your. So let's get. You're opening your laptop.
Right.
You're going to Netflix.com.
No, I just open my laptop and it starts.
Hold on. What starts when you open your laptop?
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror starts. Okay, I'm not sure. You're not. You just open it. The second you open your laptop.
Yeah, right.
And is it on when you're opening it?
My laptop?
Yeah.
No, why?
Ned, I gotta say I think you are you. It's like when you open your laptop, you are like literally looking at a black mirror. You're just looking at your own face reflected back on your darkened computer screen that's not on. That's
oh
yeah.
Well, that explains. It's so slow, but there was one. The one thing I liked about it was that the main character kind of reminded me of myself.
Sure. Oh.
What?
Wow. That is. There's been some confusing, and don't take this the wrong way. Some dumb notions over the years on this show. That's top five easily, Ned. That you thought that when you opened your laptop that you were watching the show Black Mirror even though your laptop wasn't on yet. Because what? You opened your laptop and you're just like, hey, Black Mirror is on.
It looks like a Black Mirror.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, now you make me feel dumb.
Well, look. You made a... You lift and you learn. Like...
It's true.
Like,
and I am smart, and I'll prove it to you. I've been reading this book, The Plot to Hack America. Have you heard of this thing? It's this great book. It's by Malcolm Nance.
Uh-huh.
And it's this whole thing about the Trump-Russia thing. It's really interesting.
Sure. Well, that sounds good. He's a pretty interesting guy. And, I was like hearing him talk about stuff because he really seems like he knows what he's talking about when he's.
He does, and it's a very. I mean, this is one of the most important stories of, you know, of our adult years. You know, it's. I'll tell you, I'd love to read one of my favorite sections if you don't mind, and because this thing crosses all political lines. I don't care if you're, you know, if you're a Democrat or Republican. You and we collectively need to know what happened.
So that you want to read something from The Plot to Hack America?
If you don't mind.
Yeah, okay. You want to read something? Go ahead, by all means.
Sure. All right. In the 80s, CBGB became the eye of the hardcore hurricane. The club staged Sunday matinees, which helped establish us and numerous other bands, including Murphy's Law, Warzone, Cro-Mag, Sheer Terror, Youth of Today, Gorilla Biscuits, and Sick of It All. Drop my phone. Hang on. Oh, no, careful, I have these casts on, so I can't really pick it up. Nurse? Thank you. At one concert, a guy was standing in front of CBGB, and he started harassing one of our girls. Mouth is really parched, nurse.
She pouring that in your mouth? Ned? You're right.
I went up to him and asked him what the F was going on, and he pulled out a big knife and was about to stab me. It's so scary! Vinny Stigma was standing a few feet away and saw what was happening. He threw a bottle as hard as he could into the guy's face. It exploded, as did the dude's forehead. The flesh around his eye turned to mush, and the sharp severed glass severed his optic nerve. He dropped the knife and held his hands to his face, trying to hold his eye in the socket. His eyeball dropped to the ground, and Vinny stomped on it with his combat boot. That led to a pretty big fight. I don't know if this Cyclops was homeless, but suddenly all the people who lived in a shelter above CB's came after us. It turned into a huge battle between us and the bums, junkies, and crackheads. We swept the floor with all of them. Can you believe that? I mean, that's what's going on.
Hey, Ned?
Yes?
Can I just ask you something here? You're sure that's the Malcolm Nance book?
It is, yes.
You're sure?
I'm sure it is. Yeah, I'm almost done it.
Uh-huh. You're 100% sure.
Yeah. Hang on. Oh, my God. You're right. Oh, my God. I must have taken the dust cover off the plot to hack America and mistakenly put it on Roger Merritt's new autobiography, My Riot, Agnostic Front, Grit, Guts, and Glory. Oh, Ned.
Hey, Ned, remember when I said the thing about Black Mirror was top five?
I do remember this, yeah.
Yeah, it's six now. That slid down to six because there's something new in the top five.
What is it?
It's you.
Uh-huh.
You thinking that what you just read was from the guy talking about the whole Trump-Russia thing when it was about a fight outside of CBGB's. Yeah. Oh.
All right, well.
Because he's the lead singer of Agnostic Front, New York.
Right. Okay, I get it now. I get it. I screwed up, and obviously I'm still fogged from the pain medication I've been on. And I'll tell you what, I just hope I can think straight enough to get out of this hospital without paying my bill. My insurance isn't going to cover this because of what they call, I'm using air quotes here, flagrant imbecilia.
Well, Ned, look, you can't run out on your bill.
Why?
Because it's, you know, look, I know the healthcare system's messed up, but you can't just run out. I mean, it's wrong to just run out and bail on the bill like that, you know.
Are you serious? You're acting like this is some kind of foreign concept or something. It's like, there's no way I'm the only person who set a restaurant on fire to get out of paying his bill. Please.
Wait, you actually did that?
Define did.
Set a restaurant on fire to get out of paying the bill.
Yes. Why?
Because it's horrible.
Well, in my defense, I didn't do it once in 2017.
Uh-huh. Okay, but you've done it in previous years.
Well, of course I have. I'll tell you, it's like Malcolm Young said, food, by any means necessary.
Uh-huh. Okay, again, that was Malcolm X, not Malcolm Young. And you know what?
You know, I'm really disappointed in this call. I have to say, it started off so cool, and I was honored to talk to you, and now it's, I don't know what it's become.
You're disappointed. Oh, okay. Well, Ned, I gotta say, I'm so sorry, letting you down here with the call that you're disappointed in me and the thing. I wish I could please you, in this time.
Well, I'm glad you finally admitted to yourself and also your listeners that there's frankly massive room for improvement on your part. So,
okay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I can't wait to see how this apology plays out on the FOT message board.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, I think that the Friends of Tom board people there are going to know I was being sarcastic.
Friends of Tom? What's that? I'm talking about the Flops of Tom message board.
Flops of Tom.
Oh, yeah. It's the go-to place for chronicling and commenting on your myriad gaffes, boners, choke jobs, all that stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, that doesn't. There's no Flops of Tom board. That does not exist.
It sure does. Man, I ought to know.
Uh-huh. And why is that?
Because I run on a myriad.
What's that?
Because I run, own, and moderate it. Why?
So, hold on. You run a message board, Flops of Tom.
I do, yes.
Yeah, well, that's not cool, Ned. That's uncool.
hey, a guy's got to make a living somehow, right?
Uh-huh. Well, that's fair. Wait, you make a living? Wait, yeah. You make a living from this message board?
Well, you know, from charging people to join the discussions and also all the merch, yeah.
Oh, you're selling flops of Tom merch.
Yeah, yeah. Flops of Tom hats, flops of Tom flip-flops, coffee mugs, cookie dishes, pizza cutters. I'll tell you, last year was particularly great. I made well into six figures.
Okay.
I did, yeah, yeah, and it's interesting. This is an interesting fact I didn't know until recently. It's one of the only message boards out there that actually shows massive growth every quarter, not shrinkage. You know, and I'll tell you, the Legion of Flopheads is ever growing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can say this to you, Ned. I can guarantee I'm going to get that board shut down. As soon as I play, I'm going to play a record, and then I'm going to call my lawyer and get him on it.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. While you're doing that, I'll be lowering myself from my hospital window with this rope I fashioned out of bed sheets.
Oh, so you are going to skip out on the hospital bill, which, so you fashioned together a rope out of bed sheets?
I did, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I got to say, that might work in movies. There's no way that works in real life.
Well, oh, ye of little fate, watch and learn. Watch and learn.
Watch and, okay. So I'm supposed to watch you.
There.
Wait, you're doing it now?
Don't. Hard with the cast on. Who's laughing now? You, Katie Turr with a D at the end. I tell you, man, this rope is holding even better than I expected. Oh, Ned, is there nothing you can't do?
So you're climbing out now.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Okay, what's wrong now? What's wrong?
Oh, I guess I misjudged how long to make the rope.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How much longer, how much more do you have to go?
About 30 feet.
30 feet, yeah. I guess it doesn't seem like a whole lot from the ground, but when you're way up high like that, it looks a lot different, huh?
It really does. You know, it's like when I was 17 and I wanted to get on the high dive. And I thought it was going to be super easy to dive off, but when I got up there, I immediately filled my Speedo, and then it took all five of the female lifeguards to carry me down the ladder in pure disgust.
Ned, I don't even know what to say to that.
I guess I'll just wait to be rescued like I was back then.
Okay.
Let me do some quick math here. Let's see, I'm wearing a paper gown. It's 18 degrees. Been out here for about a minute. I'll be as good as gold, as long as someone gets to me in, like, hang on. In 12 seconds? Help! It's like, help! It's like I'm on the Titanic, remember that? She could barely make a sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ned?
Oh, good. There go my casts. They're cracking from the cold.
Okay.
Oh, Ned.
Ned? Are you okay? Ned? Ned? Oh, mine's dead. Oh, poor Ned. Oh, no. Well... Ned?